about time.
You know how we be coming in here, man. You know how we be coming in here.
I know y'all thought we left, but we back.
I know we here. We are back, man. It's been a long, 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 long minute. Yes. I forgot how to do an introduction because it's been so long. But regardless, we back. I'm going to jump right into it. It's your boy, Kaz. I'm here. You know my co-host. Before I introduce him real quick, the ultimate light skin.
No, we actually got the ultimate light skin.
I was going to say, we got the real ultimate light skin.
Ultimate light skin in this building today.
So introduce yourself to the people real quick.
And you already know, it's your boy Chris, IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let's get the real ultimate light skin of Broward County, Miami-Dade County, Florida in the building.
Man, what's up, man? I'm glad y'all boys brought me here, man. Name's Hanif Cheatham, IG HCheatham 22, athlete. You know, here with my guys, about to talk some real shit, man.
I like it. He sounds like he comfortable. He do this already.
Right. Yeah, we good. Natural.
So as you heard, you got an athlete in the building. We got Broward's finest. We got the boys that can't vibe with y'all. I don't even know what our name is, to be honest. Like, we don't have an official street name. We just have the podcast name. But, we here regardless. So I'm going to give the people a little rundown real quick of what we're going to be discussing while we're here. Because at the time of this recording, we had some recent news breakout about the whole Brittany Renner situation, jumping in on the Fresh and Fit podcast, just in general with the past situations with her, athletes. That's why, you got an athlete in the building today, get a little different perspective on it. So we're going to jump right into it. So should I explain how...
Have you heard what happened?
You talking about PJ now?
Yeah. You know what? I want your take on it because you're a professional athlete. How can you tell if a girl's in it for you or she just in it for
honestly, I think he should have. I mean, I don't know the whole situation, but I think she played him though. You know what I'm saying? She played him crazy. But I think he should have realized who she was. You got to know who she is before even, trying to get into a whole relationship with that. You know what I'm saying?
She was on the gram. She's like, I'm going to scam these athletes.
She's nothing to play with, bro.
She was gloating about being a red flag.
And then you fall for it, and now it's like, you know what I'm saying? Your pockets. Pockets not hurting. He making chicken, but child support every time. You know what I'm saying?
I never heard that.
That shit crazy, bro. That shit crazy. But I think he should have really knew who she was before even, getting involved with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. She's fire. She is tough, but it's you know what I'm saying? After a while, I'd be like, damn, dog, I shouldn't have even fell for it like that. You feel me? Yeah.
I feel like after that happened, a lot of people were like, they couldn't even really sympathize for it because it's like, damn, how did you not know?
Yeah, how do you not know? Yeah, I mean, how do you not know?
Shit, it couldn't be me.
Facts. How do you not know? That's what you got to say, though. You know what I'm saying?
She literally said, word for word, athletes are the easiest guys to go after if you want to check. Yeah. She said that.
She wrote a whole book.
I think that was number one.
Yeah, she got a whole book, bro.
And she be name dropping. That's a no-no.
She that's one thing. When you name dropping, you covering up. You fucking up your shit, honestly.
Exactly.
Red flag.
Yeah, that's
it. From personal experience, have you had that happen at all?
Nah, I haven't. I've gotten to a point where it's like I know the right chicks to mess with. You know what I'm saying? How do you know? Just because understanding, chilling with them and going on dates, you can always talk. You can always tell, how they talk. You know what I'm saying? When you have a conversation with them, they holding conversations right, how they treat other people. You know what I'm saying? You can always notice from the jump, you know? And it's, the vibe, the energy, the conversation. Sometimes you can talk to a badass female. She don't even know what the fuck, going on in the world. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Don't get me started.
Yeah, bro.
She knows makeup and working out. That's it, bro.
And IG reels and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's really based on the conversation, how you talk to them.
Now, as a South Florida native, that's been something that's killed me the most. Because, there's a lot of beautiful women down here. But, I swear, 90% of them is you don't get nothing out the conversation.
Yeah.
It's you can look good.
But so do 80 others in the same spot.
So
luckily, I've been fortunate to to deal with intelligent beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? Nothing that's crazy or wild and shit. I've been fortunate enough to at least deal with some good ones. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, honestly, that's what I try to track myself towards because I don't want to. I don't even want to put myself in a situation where it's I already know how this going to end.
Yeah,
with a dumb girl.
Yeah, fair. Especially if you in the beginning, you already like, damn, I already know how this shit gonna be. Like, you don't want to deal with that, like, shit, bro. Like, after one night, you be like, all right, I'm done, bro.
I'm gonna keep it 100. If she dumb, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna get in and out.
Yeah, smash, keep going, bro.
Honestly, I can kind of tell. Even before getting to that point, I kind of tell what it's going to be like.
Yeah, yeah, you could tell. You could always
five
tell.
5 minutes into the conversation.
You could tell. Even from texting and shit, you know. But I'm single, bro. I've been single for a couple years.
He's letting me be known right now.
Hold on.
I'm single.
Ladies, you heard that.
Listen, bro. I've been solo. I've been solo by myself. For real.
He letting the girls know. He like, yo, I'm back. I'm here and I'm single.
Man, my boy said, I'm in the city. What's up?
For a little bit too. So let's get it popping.
DMs are open. I respond. Okay.
Hey, you heard that though? We got to drop this episode ASAP. We on a time limit.
Oh, yeah. We on a time limit. Yeah. This shit got to come out tomorrow.
Because you leave in February, right?
Yeah, like beginning of February.
Yeah, time is ticking, ladies. Yeah, time is ticking.
I've been enjoying myself while I'm at the crib though. Got to.
What you be doing? Do you chill? Or you be icing? Because I know your body.
I mean, I chill, and then I like stepping out sometimes, man, for sure. Because it can't be in the house. Like, I train, go work out, and then I'm in the house, but I just don't like being stuck. You know what I'm saying? I like getting out, just seeing shit, doing things, man.
Especially while you're here.
Yeah, while you're home and shit like that. It don't always have to be nothing crazy. You know, probably go to a bar, chill, relax, or even go watch a movie. You know what I'm saying? All
right. What's your go-to spot?
My go-to spot, restaurant-wise or, like, bar-wise?
Both.
Both? Restaurant spot? It's right there in Brickell. It's called Nova Cove.
I haven't been there.
Nova Cove is mad fire.
I was just talking about that off camera.
Yeah. Off camera. It's like an Asian spot. It's real fire, man. That shit good, bro.
Seafood
and stuff like that. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, Nova Cove. Bar wise, I like going to I like Barseco's vibe.
Barseco.
I like Barseco. I like the atmosphere and the
you were there too.
Yeah, you probably been, bro.
My birthday 2020.
Damn, it's been that long?
Yeah. That's the last time, because that was during COVID.
Oh, that was during COVID. Yeah. Yeah, Barseco's a good vibe, bro.
I need to go back.
Yeah, it's a good
vibe. Hey, ladies, take notes, man. This man know the spots.
Yeah. Nah, I like them little spots. I like them spots that got a good atmosphere, good vibes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Good date night spots, man. I'm going to send you a list. I got you. I'll send you a whole list where to go. Okay. You're like 20 different spots.
But, I mean, how's it been, like, you know, with you being back and forth, being an athlete, like, cause you originally from here, right?
Yeah, born and raised here. Yeah.
Okay, and you played high school.
Yeah,
ball and
all down here. Yeah, on Broward.
So, what's the comparison? You know, talk about different places you've been and whatnot.
It's actually, you know, I've been away, honestly, probably like traveling back and forth for ball like my whole life, from college, AU, whatever, you know, stuff like that. So I've gotten accustomed to it, to like being by myself when I'm on the road and stuff like that, you know, and it's in the beginning is difficult. Don't get me wrong. It's tough, especially when holidays come around, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you by yourself, you know, but I think as the time goes on, like you just be like, I'm doing this to, you know, you gotta make a couple sacrifices to better your life or better your family and stuff like that, you know, cause that shit gotta pay off, bro. It's not like you just doing that. You're not just sitting on the couch, but like just eating chips. Like you fucking, you know what I'm saying? You sacrificing shit, you working your ass off. So it gotta pay off. One day, you feel me? And you see that coming. Once you see it coming and you realize it, you're like, damn, I got to keep going. You know, and I think that's where I'm at right now.
And then we was talking about off camera, like how American players overseas, they get treated like shit. So it's not like they don't really see what you go through
when
you go over there.
Nah, it's 50-50, bro. You can end up in a crazy badass situation, or you could end up in the most best situation ever.
They cut your contract and be like, good luck, find your way home.
Yeah, yeah, find your way to the airport. You know, you got 12-hour flight. You'd be like, damn, bro.
As long as you make that chicken.
Yeah, as long as you make that chicken. It. Hey, that chicken. That chicken means everything. They say it don't run the world, man. That money run the world, bro.
It's crazy. It really do.
Yeah. Money run the world, bro.
Shit, I mean, we can get into that, too. We really didn't plan that topic, but.
Yeah, money rule the world, bro.
I mean, it's always been there, but as of late, definitely been seen, like. Money is power, bro.
Nah, it is power, bro.
Everything.
Yeah,
everything. Especially down here. Like, I was in Jersey for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back down here, you realize how superficial things are back down here. And it's like, how much money you make. Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
You got a blue check?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know you got the blue check.
Yeah, but that shit, bro, honestly, bro, that shit don't even really be like, all my boys be like, bro, like, DM this restaurant. They're going to reply. I don't really even, like, look at it like that. You know, I don't even know how I even got it. I got it from school. College ball.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I woke up one day and that shit was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
I think people kind of like overplay it though. Not overplay it, but they kind of I mean, because, for example, there's people with, like, 8,000 followers. Yeah, and they got it.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, other people might think that it's shit. That person might think that it's shit. Yeah. But really, like you said, you got it overnight. You don't even know how you got it.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as it don't really change you
that
as
shit
person,
don't really be, yeah, bro. It'll just be like, all right, bro, like. I barely use it to my power, I guess, because people with the checks, I guess they would try to like go crazy with it.
I would.
Yeah, see, like people, I don't know, bro. You know, I just never really like
talking about the blue
check. Yeah, bro, I never really like put the force into it because I could care less about it, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you playing your goal is you playing ball, so it's it's not like you get a blue check and you're like, oh shit, let me just
do well enough.
You already got what you got, so
I'll just keep it moving, bro. I'd rather you see me in person anyway. When you see me in person, it's going to be a way better vibe than fucking Instagram, bro.
I'm the same way. I be thinking about that all the time. Yeah. It's like, say one day I woke up with a blue check, whatever. Say, you know, let me speak into this podcast. Yeah. Blah, get the blue check, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm the type of person I'd rather meet in person.
Nah, always. You know, always.
I just feel like I can communicate through text or DM, whatever, but I'm just much better.
Don't get me wrong now. Instagram's a dating site. Like Instagram, it's a dating site. It is. You know what I'm saying? It's a dating app that you use and it's DM it back and forth. But it's so much DM you could do. We're gonna have to chill in person one day. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do too many DMs.
Yeah, I can't do too. Bro, like, all right, we're gonna have to chill. We could go like hookah spots, do something, but we can't. Yeah, we can't DM 5 days straight.
Some people be catfish. They don't even look what they look like on the gram.
Bro, knock on. Luckily, I ain't been in no situation like that, bro. I FaceTime before we gonna chill. I got a FaceTime, bro.
You smart.
Okay. I got a FaceTime. I got to hear your voice. I got to see what you look like.
They ever deny it?
Nah, if you deny it, we ain't chilling.
For real, I've had that happen before.
Like, deny the FaceTime?
Yeah.
Like, my makeup ain't done?
Yeah.
They give that.
I'm in bed
but I like
right
that.
Now.
Yeah, but it's cool. If your makeup is shit, I'd rather see you like that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I prefer that, to be honest.
Yeah, I prefer that.
I got nothing against makeup, but, you know, I like it natural. Because, like, if I see you natural, makeup just a plus.
Nah, yeah, makeup is fire. It's fire too. But if I'm calling you and you randomly chilling at the crib, I don't care if you got makeup on or not. I want to give
a quick disclaimer. We don't discredit women on this show. You know,
nah,
because we was talking about Fresh and Fit podcast earlier.
Yeah.
We don't kick girls off this one.
Nah, man, listen, we welcome. This can't have vibe with y'all.
Everybody,
we welcome everybody.
Yeah, everybody can come.
Bring your friends.
I'll be honest, bring your friends.
Yeah. It's okay.
All right, so another question for you.
Yeah.
Girl hit you with a DM out the blue.
Mm.
What's something that would just spark your interest immediately for her to say?
She DM me out the blue. Honestly, I just got something like 2 days ago. I got something like 2 days ago, like random, bro. And I guess she was coming into town or something. And then she was like, hey, I'm pulling up to Miami, this and that. I would like to take you to dinner.
She take you?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, I would like to take you to dinner. I was like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just waking up from a nap. I was leaving the gym and shit. I was like, I woke up, I see my phone, I was like, oh shit. So I was like, hell yeah, we could go. Like, that's smooth. Just let me know when you land. Right. And then shit, she get here next week, so let's see if she get to dinner.
Hey, y'all.
But shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm gonna plan a date, I'm gonna take initiative no matter what. I'm gonna lead because you the guy. You got to.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But even like when she did that, I was like, damn, that shit low key. That's fire. That's the first time that shit ever happened. You feel me?
I'm not gonna lie. I like that too because it's different.
It's different,
like, you don't
bro.
Expect that.
Yeah, it's you like, don't expect it, bro.
I mean, hopefully you feeling the girl, but you know, at that point, I feel like, damn, I got no choice.
You got,
to
yeah,
say
you
yes.
Going, all right, let me just see how the night is. You know what I'm saying? That. Yeah. Like
when the check come, would you really let her pay?
I probably wouldn't, honestly.
Ladies,
but for
ladies,
her to,
but she did offer.
She offered it, but I still wouldn't even like let her, like, you know what I'm saying? Because even when the check comes, I'll just be like, nah, I got it. Like, it's not even. I appreciate you offering, but I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Just the offer is fire. You feel me?
Yeah.
The offer is fire.
The effort, the energy.
Because
most women don't do that.
Nah,
really,
facts.
They expect you to pay.
Yeah. And 100% all the time. If I'm inviting you out today or even I ask you to come chill, I'm paying no matter what. You know what I'm saying? But for her to offer that and shit like that, that's fire.
I think the ladies watching right now are taking notes.
Oh, hell yeah. So just take him out to dinner.
And take him out to dinner. He's still going to pay for the dinner.
He's still
going to
pay.
Let me offer it.
Let me see what else he can do.
And that's it.
What he say 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah. Episode drop tomorrow. We good.
Let me scroll down a little bit. Okay, there goes his IG. Okay.
That's it. I got all the dinner lists. I got all the dinner spots.
My
you
boy,
find, you can find
ready,
something.
Ready for real.
You can find something. Nah, but I just like, man, I don't know, man. I like good vibes, good spots and stuff, man. That's why I get out the house.
I'm the same way. I mean, especially recently, I've preferred more like good vibes and like lounge and stuff
That. Yeah.
Like the whole clubbing scene. You know, every once in a while, if you know, my boys invite me out, whatever, I pop out, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just like, bro, if I'm having a good ass time with 15 people in one spot, good music.
Yeah, we staying there.
Drinks.
Yeah.
I'm good.
We good. I don't we need good. To be in the, I'd rather restaurants, honestly, bro, right now than like the club type shit, bro. Because restaurants be lit right now.
They do.
You can go to the restaurant.
You go to the right one.
You go to the right one. You good. You eat and you ordering shots. You good.
That's kind of, you were mentioning Barseco. That's how
Barseco is. Yeah.
You can
eat
and like, you know, they got the music playing.
Can you dance?
Of
course. Yeah. Barseco.
Oh.
Yeah. Barseco, okay. You could dance. You all could. Right. They be up there, the cha-cha and all that. They be dancing in there. All
right.
Hey, you got two dancers right here.
So. Yeah. Oh, for real? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all good then. Yeah. Barseco be smooth, bro.
Something slight.
Don't be humble on here. Don't be humble right now.
What y'all like? Like Spanish music or like?
Everything.
Oh, you love Tiesto. El Tiesto?
It's I haven't been there yet.
It's right there in it's Wynwood.
Tiesto. Is that new?
Yeah, it's like Spanish, like Dominican Spanish spot.
We gonna talk after this episode. I want that whole list.
You be in that. We did that. I was there last night. You could be dancing and that shit and all that vibes and that
like
fire.
Spanish music.
All that, bro. Yeah, y'all fuck with Tiesto.
I mean, I like everything. Mm-hmm. So I do everything but country. I can't do no country. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no country.
Don't invite me to no country. Yeah, bro. No. I'm sorry, I can't do it. But
I've been on my Future shit lately. Listening to Future and shit.
Oh,
all his albums too tough though, bro. His albums too fire though, bro.
At this moment, all the girls about to hit you up. They like, ooh, never mind.
Nah.
He has so much going for him.
I got some R&B vibes too. Now we can switch it up from Future to the what you want, Usher.
Bro, nah, for real, I'm the same way. I got a whole playlist.
Yeah,
but Future is the trap goat,
bro. He's the trap goat. He hard, bro. He got all hits, bro. He got all hits.
Telling you, one day Future gonna stop making music, and people will be like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Him and Drizzy. Once them two stop, bro.
Yo, speaking of Drizzy.
Yeah.
What'd you think about him with the hot sauce?
That's like the topic we were talking about, how he knew what it was going into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He must have like, damn, she fired. Let me just get this one in. But he knew she was probably like on that type of time.
I was actually telling him this before this, because I was like, bro, if you Drake, you have to kind of think about that.
Yeah, you got to think about that. You got to think about that all the time.
No matter what move you make, you have to think
about
it.
You got to think about it all the time.
That's how it is.
Bro, Drake, bro, come on, bro, he that man, bro. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, he that man. So it's like, you got to think, and no matter who you dealing with, who you trying to flirt with, you got to make sure, like, that was a smart-ass move, though. I'm not going to lie. That shit was smart. That was smart, bro.
No, she regretted that shit.
I know, yeah, that shit was probably.
I mean, I ain't going to hold you. If I'm in that position, I'm constantly thinking about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He already had the one baby. So I'll be like, yo, these girls I'm messing with, somebody ought to get me.
Yeah, that was.
I need a plan.
No lie, I think I would be paranoid. I wouldn't be fucking as much as I think I would.
You can't even throw your condom in the trash can no more.
Yeah. Hot sauce is crazy, though. That's crazy, though, bro.
The fact that you carry hot sauce in your pocket.
That's a smart man, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's a smart man.
Nah. I don't think he thought of that. I think somebody on his team did. He too light skinned for that.
Somebody probably. Yeah.
He not like that. That man played on Degrassi. No offense, bro. Still fuck with your music, but he did not think of that.
The two ultimate light skins in the building.
He made that shit work, though. That shit. Yeah. Now everybody gonna try to do that shit.
That could be one of the negatives of being famous. Everyone thinks it's all glamour.
Yeah, all glamour. Like, that shit probably stressful, bro.
We were talking about that a couple of days ago, cause I was talking about how I wouldn't want to be on a Drake level fame.
Oh, yeah,
I'm cool with, you know, I'm cool with some fame, but to be Drake, that type, I don't necessarily know if I would want that. Mm. What's your opinion on it? Because, I mean, I'm kind of both ways. Like, it would be cool. I feel like it would be cool for a season. Yeah. But for that to be your lifestyle,
I mean,
you got to worry about putting hot sauce and condoms.
I think it's, you definitely, I don't know, I kind of agree with him though, low key though. I would kind of want it, bro.
Yeah.
I would kind of want it because it's like anywhere you go, you good. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can go anywhere, anytime. It's like, all right, yeah, we're going to open this restaurant up for you. They closed 2 hours ago. They're going to open a restaurant up for you and eat.
Drake, come and get
open the shower. I definitely agree. Bro.
I feel like I would like it. Like I said, I feel like I would like it for a season.
Yeah.
Even if I was like Future type celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still popping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't got to worry about, you know,
all the extra way stuff.
All the extra stuff.
See, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a different breed. Like, I would like to be Drake, and then if I put the hot sauce in a condom, I would record just to see the reaction.
you'll leave a camera in the bathroom.
Yeah, just to laugh about it with my boys afterwards. Like, damn, look at her dumb ass. Yeah, there she goes.
Yeah, I knew she was gonna pull some shit. I knew she was gonna do some crazy ass shit.
You so predictable, girl.
You pretty, but I knew what you was gonna be on, bro. That's it.
Just imagine though. Say you get that clout for a day or whatever. One day, what you doing?
I'm going in.
Yeah, I think first of all, I'm gonna be out all night.
Yep.
Probably go to different clubs. Probably go shopping crazy. And restaurants, and then the clubs all night for sure.
You gonna start your day in the club?
No, I'm gonna start my day in definitely get like a 5-star hotel, penthouse.
Okay.
Yeah, penthouse. Wake up with the robe on, probably.
You got the ladies interested again.
Yeah, wake up with the robe. Get a good breakfast in, too. I'm making good. I'm going to start the day off right. Nah, but that... And think about it. They wake up when they want. They do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like...
Yeah.
The niggas is cool people,
Every day is different.
Yeah, it's different,
something
bro.
New.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up my alley. I ain't going to lie. I'll be at the strip club. I'm keeping it.
What's your favorite?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Favorite strip club.
Scarlett's right now.
You like Scarlett's? Scarlett's right now?
Shout out to Pinto. But Scarlett's. But I went to 11. It's too glamorous. I don't like it.
11,
it's too much bullshit. And it's like $50 to get in. I'm not.
Hold up.
I got to hear this. This news to me.
Scarlett's number one?
That was my go-to spot before I left.
Man.
I was going before. Remember when Pinto was on? We was talking about the wings?
I know he'd be there a lot.
Well, yeah, he worked there now, but... I used to go to Scarlett's with Rich. Remember I told you Rich would go?
I remember you told me.
And then Rich,
I don't know if that's my number one though.
My boy Rich used to go. He used to go so much that the VIP guy would let him in for free and sit him in the VIP section.
Oh, for real?
So I would go with him, and then all the girls would just come over. We ain't even spend no bread yet.
For real?
Shout out. Just be a regular at Scarlett's. They gonna hook you up.
Just a regular at Scarlett's.
What's your favorite?
It's I like Tootsie because of the vibe. You could go in there and chill and vibe. But I mean, Boobie's number one. Boobie's number one for sure. Because Boobie is it's OD. Boobie's OD, bro. But I if you want to go chill and eat and vibe, you could definitely go
One of my best girlfriends works at Tootsie's.
I'm definitely going now.
We going to talk off camera.
Oh, man. I haven't been in there in a minute. But I like the vibe and how you could chill and sit back.
It is cool. Me personally, I don't even really care for strip clubs.
Yeah, it gets to a point where it's you don't care no
but
more.
If I do go, I I told you, we like to dance. So I to be able, I mean, I ain't going to be no damn stripper on. But I like to be in my own little zone, dancing a little bit. All I need is good music, a little spot. I don't want to just sit in a chair the whole time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm. I want to vibe a little bit.
Yeah. So, that's smooth, though. That's good, though. At least you can go to your spot so you know you can stand up and dance around a little bit, shit like that.
Exactly. I ain't trying to steal the show, jump on stage, and be like that.
Yo, swing your shirt around and shit.
Nah. You ain't gonna see about that.
They're gonna kick your ass out. They're gonna be like, this nigga tripping, bro. Get this nigga out.
I don't do all that.
Whoever you come with, they're gonna be like, I don't know that nigga, bro.
Yeah, they gonna kick me out.
Yeah.
I done gave a couple of girls a couple of dances. Okay.
You gave them a dance?
Gave them a dance?
Not in the club, I danced on girls.
Oh, for real?
This past Sunday. Oh, wait, I shouldn't be saying that. Let me not. This past Sunday, I was dancing with a girl. She sat down. She was like, dance for me.
And what?
Hey, I'm going to throw the video in.
Stop!
Put the little clip on the side.
I'm going.
Oh, so you take a couple shots. You dancing.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like that.
That nigga dangerous.
Oh, shit. What, you was grinding on her and shit?
Yeah, I was. I ain't even gonna lie.
Shit.
She grabbed the back of my waist and just started. I was ooh, all right, that's what time we on.
You gotta get it how you get it, bro.
It's Miami.
Yeah, fact. See a lot of wild ass shit.
Where were we? Central?
We were at Central.
Oh, you at Central?
Yeah. It was actually my first time there since before COVID.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a dancing ass spot.
Yes.
I think we went down an accident too. It was we weren't even trying to go there.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, we were supposed to be in Lodi.
Yeah, we were supposed to be in Lodi. Our boy wanted to go to Miami. Yeah. We were kind of following the lead. We were like, fuck it, whatever. We off the next day.
Oh,
I was off. And then ended up at Central.
I just got back Saturday, so I went in.
But you was ankle surgery for 8 months, so it's kind of like, you feel me?
Let me tell you.
It was kind of the same boat, because you just got here, too.
Yeah. And he was
you've been here, what, 6 days now?
Yeah.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Oh, so, you was recovering? You wasn't recovering here?
Nah, I went home to Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. We literally, this is our first episode back. We just started.
And where I'm from in Jersey, it's very quiet. There's nothing to do.
Chill and relax.
That boy came back. He came back home ready.
Open up. That boy came home ready.
Act like a kid in Toys R Us.
That boy heard that.
He went crazy on the female. She said, "Dance for me." That's OD. You gotta get it how you live. I ain't mad at you, bro.
She said, "Dance for me." I said, "Shit, no shit, problem."
Say less, huh?
What's up? What you trying to do?
We about to get out of here, so you got any closing remarks for the people?
Man, I just appreciate y'all boys having me, bro. I think next time we do this, we're going to have to turn it up a little notch.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to talk.
Yeah, we're going to turn it up a little notch. But I appreciate y'all boys having me, man.
Absolutely.
Great Thank time. You for coming.
Nah, really, always, bro. Always, course, no matter bro. What.
Last thing always. I'm going to say is, ladies, I hope you took them notes. Exclude the part about future.
If you listen to
change,
if you listen to the audio, he got tattoo sleeves. He got a full beard, crispy.
Oh yeah,
hair.
Double sleeve up. Subscribe real quick. That boy got the double sleeves. I'm seeing like a little. He a man of God. I see the prayer hands. You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody got that shit. I think everybody got that shit.
I gotta go get one.
Did it to cover space?
Exactly. That was my first one.
Yeah, fuck it.
But yeah. Nah, bro, it's fun. Drop your IG for the people
for
and
sure.
Everything.
IG, man, HCheatham22, HCHEATHAM22.
Ladies, he can spell, too. He spelled it out.
I can spell. I should have said A as an apple.
Go ahead, my boy.
And again, you already know, it's your boy Chris, IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow IG at CAZ. _0. We about to get out of here. Appreciate y'all fucking with me.
But.